Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Deacon Chuck. If you weren't here last week, I quickly introduced myself. It's a joy to be back here. If you don't know me, I'll be at the side probably after Mass. You can introduce yourselves. Today, as we heard at the beginning of Mass from our organist, is the Ascension of the Lord. That's a solemnity we celebrate, a great solemnity, where Jesus, back with his disciples, truly ascended from the earth and took his place next to the Father in heaven. In the gospel we heard, this is the end of Luke's gospel, Jesus telling the disciples that he was ascending and that he was calling them out to go and preach the good news, as Father mentioned, that God is love, to preach this good news to all peoples. And at the end of the gospel, after Jesus ascends, the disciples rejoice. They do him homage and they go and they're praising in the temple. Kind of an interesting thing. You'd think there'd be a little bit more of mourning. You know, Jesus going up to the Father. That means we will no longer see him as we see him. And yet they're rejoicing. A lot of their rejoicing comes from this true gift that the Father offers to them of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that's in Jesus. The Spirit of joy, of peace, of happiness, of power. Many facets to this Spirit. It's truly the Spirit that collects all of Christians, all of us into the one body of Jesus. It's a Spirit of unity, of unifying grace. That's an important thing for us to remember. That unifying action of the Spirit, the bringing into oneness of the Spirit, sometimes with our will, sometimes against our own will. In the end of the gospel, the disciples gathered together into the synagogues, into the temples, to bring praise and thanksgiving to God. There's a real unity that the Holy Spirit brought to that community. It's no different for us today. We're brought together on Sundays, maybe out of obligation, maybe because we actually desire to be here. We're brought together in unity to praise, to offer thanksgiving so that our hearts may be changed. We may continue to walk and live as Christ. There's a real oneness in what we're called to do here as a church this morning, particularly at this 8:30 Mass and this small portion of the larger church, to be in union, in unison. There's a reason we offer the sign of peace to each other, hoping that we can sort of bridge a lot of the divisions that are among us before we receive the sacrament of unity, of the Eucharist, where we receive Christ's body and blood and then become one with that body and blood, with everyone else who receives it. Today we celebrate, in a special way, the 40th anniversary of Bob and Michelle, a oneness that happened in that sacrament and that continued, hopefully, to grow deeper and deeper in oneness as they've gone along. It sounds like a very abstract thing, this sort of oneness that happens from the Holy Spirit, and to some degree it is. To some degree it's an abstract thing. But I'll tell you what, sometimes it's felt very strongly by kind words and by caring demeanor from others when we need it. There's a oneness of our worship, but there's also needs to be a oneness of our humanity, our gift of charity to each other, gift of love to each other, patience to each other. I grew up in a family, I understand how difficult it can be to often love your own siblings, sometimes your parents, when, and even maybe some children, I guess. I'm not a parent, but to love your children who are maybe a little bit disobedient or ornery. I can be like that sometimes. There's difficulty there. We're called to sort of bridge that with love, with patience, drawing from the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit for that strength. In a special way, though, God's desire, the Father's desire in sending Jesus to us some 2,000 years ago, who's still present today with us, was not just so that us Christians may be one, but so that the whole world may be one, brought together by our striving with the Spirit in our obedience to Jesus and to the Father's will. As I mentioned, oneness occurs in worship, but also needs to happen through our humanity. Maybe some of you have seen these in the pews. This maybe fearful envelope that you see. This envelope is for a second appeal for Catholic Charities. It's the diocese asking us to give a little bit more of our money and offer to those who maybe aren't with us here today, maybe some of them are here with us, so that they can come a little bit closer in unity with us, tending toward their humanity, offering some of our own for them. I believe the last time Catholic Charities, this appeal happened in February, maybe. And as I'm aware of, I think Father Troja's his robocall that came out on Friday, I think it said there was about 11 or 12% participation from the community. And I guess I just encourage you. There's a real oneness that's required of us as church, oneness in worship, oneness in our humanity. I would encourage you, if you haven't given or if you have given, maybe again to consider offering to this real place of oneness that occurs on the fringes. As a second to last year in your seminary formation, so this past year for me, you're sent out to minister with Catholic Charities. And so there's different facets to what Catholic Charities does. There's a large soup kitchen that they run. There's many things that they do, but some of the things that myself and my classmates are sent out to do is be at sort of a soup kitchen. It's called the Bishop Hargrove Center. And there's ministering to those in prison. There's ministering to those who have had addictions. The Matt Talbot Foundation. There's Migration and Refugee Services. It's called MRS, which I was a part of this past year. And I think I could speak for all of my classmates when we were sort of sent out to these different facets, these different places of Catholic Charities. There wasn't a whole lot of rejoicing, a little bit of fear, a little bit of our own sort of hardness of heart with having to go through and again give our time, give our energy, sometimes give our own money, treasures that we don't really have that much of, to the people that we're ministering to. But I don't think there's ever been a time where when I offered that, my time, my talent, my treasure, what little that I may have, or I didn't praise God afterwards for the encounter that happened in that moment, the oneness that truly happens when you offer something that's you have, that's maybe dear to you, to someone else. That's what love is, right? That's what love is. That's what the Holy Spirit calls us to do. He says, I need you to minister on my behalf. Jesus ascends, and he sends forth the Spirit so that we can be Christ. We can walk as he walked, minister as he ministered. So that he has billions now to move at his behest, to hopefully transform this world. In light of that, I'm going to kind of segue into the second appeal. So I'm going to ask you, there should be envelopes in your pews. Ask you to take those up. Hopefully there's a pencil inside. If there is an envelope or a pencil inside, raise your hand and one of the ushers in the back will bring you one. Ask it, each family, grab an envelope and consider making a second, hundredths, a 300th a donation to Catholic Charities. This particular focus is on the Help Me Grow initiative. Help Me Grow initiative was put together, I don't know how many years ago, by Catholic Charities here in the Diocese of Cleveland as a means of ministering to new mothers, soon-to-be mothers, and mothers who have had children already. In a particular way, it's helping to train mothers on how to truly allow their kids to grow. Sometimes with kids with special developmental needs that they're maybe not getting met by their own daycares, maybe training mothers on how to raise and educate children with certain developmental needs. This initiative has, worked wonders for a lot of people. And if you go onto the Catholic Charities website, you'll see a few videos on just, in a particular way, how the Help Me Grow initiative has helped. But if you look at your envelopes, which I ask that you take out now, as opposed to looking at me, and graciously consider anything you can. It doesn't need to be huge. There are some suggested donations on the right, but I think 11% participation, I think we can up those numbers a little bit. If it's $20, if it's some cash that you have in your pocket, the amount of times I was sent a letter from a parishioner that I had no clue who they were, and there was $20 or $50 in it, and I was grateful, and I put that in my wallet, and then a few days later, a few hours later, I encountered someone who probably could have used that more than me, and so then I passed the buck. The amount of times that has happened in my life, it's made me grateful. Sometimes it's hard to do, because I said, man, I could really use this money. I don't have much, but I offer. If you have some cash in your wallet, feel free. Place it in. So I'll ask you to fill these out now while I awkwardly stand in front of you and direct you on how to do that. If you don't have a pencil or an envelope, please raise your hand. As you fill these out, you'll need to fill out your first name and last name and your address, city. This is sort of means of getting some demographics and also getting an understanding of how well our parish is contributing. I think we're 10 or 20,000 away from our goal. And I guess Father Charles has mentioned that we've never missed our goal, so maybe that's because he's good at pushing the stewardship. But there's an option for credit cards. There's an option for just placing cash or check in the envelope. I encourage you to fill this out now. If there's an inkling of maybe I should do this, I'd do it now. Knowing my own heart, knowing my own actions, I struggle later on to do the things that I should have done in the moment. So I'll take a moment, allow you to fill these out, and then we can, after they're filled out, we can pass them maybe off to the side. We can pass them to the outer edges, and then the ushers will come collect. I ask you not to put the pencil back in the envelope once it's sealed.